On Tuesdays, we get personal finance advice from writer Michelle Singletary, and she spoke earlier to Day to Day's Noah Adams about a new banking regulation. This is going to mean something of a change for a lot of us. Here they are.
If you are used to getting that big envelope, the fat one from your bank, with all your canceled checks every month, take note. A new law scheduled to take effect in October could put an end to that practice. It's called the Check Clearing for the 21st Century Act, or Check 21. Michelle Singletary is here to explain. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for the Washington Post. She is our regular personal finance advisor. Michelle, that's kind of a silly name, Check Clearing for the 21st Century Act. What is that?
Oh, I know. It's a mouthful. Just say Check 21, and that'll get you right there.
Okay, how's it work?
Well, basically, it allows banks to use digital imagery to make copies of your check. So instead of that paper copy, it'll be a digital copy of the check.
If it's digital, does that mean you don't get to see it, or you can see it someplace?
You can see it. It's like a copy. You're getting a printout instead of the hard copy, you know, with your signature on the front and a little stamp on the back. Right. It will be a copy of it, but it's a more official copy.
Now, other than not getting the checks in the mail once a month, how else is this law going to affect us?
Well, you know, the consumer groups are very concerned because essentially it's going to do away with that float that lots of folks count on, where, you know, you deposit it and you write a check thinking, oh, it's going to take a day or two. Really, with this digital process, it's going to be almost immediate. So you could go to the grocery store in the morning, write a check, and probably by the time you get home, that check could have cleared.
Oh.
So lots of consumer groups are concerned that people are going to end up with lots of bounced check fees because we've counted on that float. So you want to, first of all, you shouldn't be writing checks unless you know the money is in your account. Now, it's interesting. When you deposit a check, it could clear right away. But the law does not change how long it takes banks to clear checks. A lot of people will deposit a check and say, oh, it's deposited. But you don't know when it clears. So you should not be writing checks until you've gone online or called the bank and made sure that that money is in there and that check that you deposited has cleared.
Okay. Now, you mentioned this copy of the digital check that we'll get. Will that be legal proof of payment?
You have to specifically ask that you get a substitute check in order to be legal proof. So just a regular copy that they may send is not going to do it. So, you know, the thing about this is you really need to read up on this. Lots of, you know, go on the internet, check on this, because this is a process that's going to be very new to people. People are used to getting their hard checks. And you want to make sure that you get what's called a substitute check so that it is legal. So say your gas and electric company says you didn't pay me. You want to be able to present them with this substitute check if your bank is not sending you back your hard copy.
Okay. And finally, what happens to all those pale blue, green, yellow checks that we send out under this new deal?
Well, some banks are just going to destroy them. The big banks are probably going to do this. Some of the smaller banks may not. So you need to check with your bank. You need to ask them, how are you going to implement Check 21? Am I going to get back my hard copy checks? Because some of them will. Will I get back a substitute check, which is going to be a legal way to prove I pay for something? Or am I going to just get a copy?
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She's also author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Noah Adams, for that interview.